Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 30 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Better is One Day with God. Psalm 84, verse 10 from the Message reads as follows. One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the palace of sin. Our passage for today is from Psalm 84, verses 1 through 12 from the ESV. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield. O God, look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The psalmist writes, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere, in verse 10. As I was contemplating this verse and driving to church one day, something unique happened. On the interstate, I drove past a brand new BMW with a personalized tag that read, "You work." So, a nice new car is why you work? Life has to be more than the accumulation of things. Within 1 mile of seeing that car, I saw a wrecker pulling a recently wrecked car. It was totaled, but I could still see the emblem on the front that indicated that it was also a BMW. Now, no knock on that kind of car because they are super nice, but I do think it was the Lord's way of reminding me that if a car is the reason you wake up and go to work in the morning and it's totaled, then you have lost your purpose. But if the reason we live is to grow in our walk with Jesus, nothing can take that away from us. A life lived for Jesus is never wasted and is always fulfilling. That is why one day with Jesus is better than 1,000 days spent chasing after the things of this world. One day with God is truly invaluable. Imagine waking up each day filled with passion and purpose, fully aware that you are living out your divine calling and prioritizing what pleases God so much that nothing can deter you from it. Today, I encourage you to recognize that God has gifted you uniquely and created you with a specific purpose to make a lasting impact in this world. I firmly believe that not only is this feasible, but it is precisely what God desires for each of us. Indeed, one day with God is better because you can experience the forgiveness of your sins, have access to His throne, and confidently know you are His child. Each morning, you can awaken to His power, provision, and plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope and a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Now, this doesn't imply that you won't face tough days or that everything will always be sunny. However, even amid life's storms, Jesus remains your peace. Life is simply better when the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:7. The challenge many of us face is that we don't grasp our true purpose, causing us to live aimlessly or seek validation from others. Unbeknownst to us, we often find our identity based on the opinions of others, sometimes forgetting that we were created for God's glory. Go read Isaiah 43:7. We are designed to glorify God, yet we often waste time chasing approval or the good life, overshadowing the understanding that we are meant for His sacred purpose. Today, I challenge you to seek what is truly better. Spend this day and every day prioritizing your relationship with Jesus. Some questions to consider today. In what ways have you sought fulfillment from the world, but found that it never satisfied? How would you describe the peace, fulfillment, and satisfaction in a day spent in the presence of Jesus? And finally, what is meant by the phrase, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness"? That's found in verse 10. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.